plans are moving ahead in Eagle to replace homes destroyed by this spring's epic flood. Local builder Andy Basich is organizing the effort to get up to 20 houses constructed before winter. Basich says the idea is to pool disaster assistance funds individuals receive to get a good deal on materials and mass produce basic 16 by 20 two-story log cabins.
This should be an adequate home. It's a way to get a roof over people's heads, very efficient to heat, and that's what we're looking for. Our biggest concern is we want to get people so that they're not living with other people for the winter, get things back to normal as soon as we can, and provide them with a good start for the future.
Basich is working with retailers to get discounted materials and says the community is reaching out to anyone willing to come to Eagle for a few days this summer to volunteer and help out with the project.
We are really counting on the volunteers to make this happen. We have a small core of people here that are skilled and can do it, but certainly not the manpower that we're going to need.
Basich says he's hoping to have between 15 and 30 carpenters working and putting up one to two homes a week. Most of the cabins will go on lots in a recently developed subdivision on higher ground in the new Native Village. The plan is to prefabricate cabin parts at a riverside staging area and then transport them to the new home sites for assembly. He says the houses, set up with water and sewer and some basic amenities, should cost about $30,000 each, the maximum amount the federal government pays people who lost their homes.